a job in that area. But yeah, unemployment, and I like to work. I don't want to be on unemployment. It doesn't pay the bills, and B, I feel like I have too many skills and too much to offer to be on unemployment. I know there's people who, I need it right now because I don't have a job. I'm just like the next person, but I don't want to be on it. I want to be working, and I want to be teaching.
Yes.
But I've been blackballed essentially because I can't work in that district, and it's essentially the only district in town. So if I may have to move. I know I interviewed in Oakland this summer for a job.
Elizabeth.
And I may have to move to.
We're gonna have to wrap it up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us and telling us a little bit about your story. I wish you well, and I hope to hear good things. I want to also thank our engineer, Danielle, and you've been listening to Labor Radio. Tune in next week and every Monday at 6 o'clock to catch another Labor Radio show.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Radiance of Resistance, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. at McMenamin's Mission Theater in Portland. Radiance of Resistance is an award-winning documentary that tells the story of two youths who have become global ambassadors for Palestinian human rights. The film is an intimate look at their everyday lives and roles as part of a new generation of Palestinian civil rights leaders. Again, that's Radiance of Resistance, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. at McMenamin's Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Baby, you understand me now.
Good evening, greetings, and welcome to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Folks who tune into Prison Pipeline are familiar with the theme of this show when we are able to feature people who have different experiences from us, and part of it is those folks who have been incarcerated before and friends and family members. So we're going to have a very special guest who is a visiting artist visiting from Salem and goes by the handle Yen, Y-E-N. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Can you talk about yourself a little bit, and how'd you get the handle?
So my first name is Rodney, and backwards it's spelled Y-E-N-D-O-R, and so I took the Y-E-N because it means currency in Japanese, you know, and I mean, I like money, so I figured I'd run with that.
Right on. And can you talk about your art and what you do and how you connect to it?
Well, I rap, and I mean, I connect well with it because I've been listening to rap all my life, and it's like the only music that's really, you know, kept me grounded and helped me through all my pain and struggles, or, you know, uplifted my spirits when I was feeling down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I definitely say, yeah, that's why I chose to, you know, go the route of art, go the route of rap music for my art.
Yeah, and what were some elements that got you into music and hip-hop as far as influences and stuff like that?
Influence growing up, a lot of old school, like Tupac, Dr. Dre, Bone Thugs, Ice Cube, Mac Dre, a lot of different rap, even older stuff from like New York, Africa, Bambaataa, you know, Curtis Blow, all that old stuff too. My mom, I grew up listening to that stuff, you know, to my parents.
Right. So hip-hop itself has been this vehicle for transformation, and also to make art, to get people thinking about different things. And you talk about a lot of different issues in your music. Can you talk about what some of those are and how that relates to mass incarceration?
For one, I talk about in one of my songs, Memories, like my friends recently being incarcerated growing up, and you know how being in the system can really like put you in a state of mind where you feel locked and controlled by the government. But I mean, you just got to stay, you know, strong, and I mean, just keep in your mind that, you know, you'll make it out. And that's why I try to relate my music to, you know, my friends, so when they hear that stuff, they know like it's gonna get better, you know, and there is room for change. And that's what I try to put in my song, so like when they get out and they hear that, they're like, damn, he's really making a point, you know. I don't have to stick to this lifestyle that got me in here. I can switch it up and, you know, do better for myself.
Right. Yeah, can you talk about that whole piece there? I mean, room for change, and what does that mean when people are, you know, basically locked up in cages these days?
I mean, to me, it's just like, you know, you're just locked, you're controlled, you're almost like stuck. There's no way out. You're almost just another number in the system. I mean, you're controlled constantly. You're not free from your mind, your way of living, or anything, really. I mean, unless you reach that point where, you know, they grant you little luxuries here and there.
Right. You know, a lot of our listeners are familiar with the idea that there are 2 million people in the United States, over 2 million, that are incarcerated in adult prisons. But people generally kind of forget, or I don't know if that maybe the numbers just aren't as obvious to some folks or available, that there's a matching number of about 2 million youth who are incarcerated. So that's kind of folks, young adults, you know, between, you know, ages of 12 to 25. And you mentioned that you know, had some experience also with that. Can you talk about that experience? What, you know, whatever you're comfortable talking about, whatever maybe got you into that, or at least even what that experience was like being in a youth correctional facility?
Well, like growing up, I was running with the wrong crowd at certain times. And like I mentioned, you know, a few of my friends that got incarcerated, I could have been with them right now serving a lot of time, but I mean, I chose to go the other route. And I guess I could say music was something that really helped me out of those situations, you know. And I mean, I did have my time that I had to serve, and while being in there, it just kind of made me think a lot about, you know, my life at the time and where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. And I started to realize, you know, like, this isn't the route I want to take. And so, like, the only thing I could really think of was this music. And I was told by a lot of people before getting locked that, you know, I had talent, whether it was at parties or, you know, even hanging out in the wrong places, I would just be spitting and people would be like, yo, man, you got flow. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, okay, whatever. And I would just continue to hear this everywhere I go. And like, while being locked up, that just kind of like flashed back in my mind. And I was like, damn, you know, why am I wasting my time getting myself in these situations that are taking me away from a passion that I have when I can, you know, really be putting more effort into this
right.
and like making something mm-hmm. out of it.
Yeah. You know, on this show, we've this kind of a, you know, was it maybe a three-parter at this point, we're kind of talking about hip hop for social change and how hip hop is a vehicle for talking about mass incarceration, probably one of the most powerful ones globally, even to addressing that larger issue of bondage, of incarceration, and even the history of where that comes from with, you know, slavery and white supremacy and all these factors.
Definitely.
You know, and people forget that while people are inside, then what are they doing? And there's this amazing art and music that is also, you know, other forms of art too, but definitely hip hop related that's going on inside. But
people even record in the prison too.
Okay. So this is the thing that people probably don't really realize, that people are doing a lot of stuff inside.
Oh yeah.
You know, to build themselves, to come back, make safe communities and address these issues. But what is that like, being inside to do that? What's the kind of creative process, and how is that different from when you're outside? Because when you're outside, right, you kind of do whatever you want creatively, go on the computer whenever you want or whatever. But then under, you know, unmitigated restrictions and things like that, how does that work?
I mean, it's a lot different in some ways, you could say, because you don't have access to, you know, like the internet, computer, to, like, you know, hear beats all the time. I mean, in prison, they do have access to computer mm-hmm. and they can record, from what I was told from a buddy of mine who just got out. But they don't have access to, like, post their music anywhere. You know, it's just like they put it on a little MP3 and they, you know, they can give it mm-hmm. out to people like that. But, I mean, they have more time on their hands, so they can obviously, you know, write mm-hmm. more tracks. And I mean, buddy of mine, he wrote a lot of good songs of his while he was locked.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when you're free, I mean, you know, you're kind of just another, I guess you could say, another person just tied down by the system out here in a way, because you have to work, you know, you don't have mm-hmm. all the free time to, right. you know, get to your music. For me, like personally, I do construction, so I'm like, I'm always busy,
mm-hmm.
work a lot of hours. But I mean, you got to just make that time when you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you have more access to the internet, you know, more access to beats and connections. Not like if you're locked.
right. Well, I know you have a bunch of different tracks that people can check out online, and we'll talk about where people can find that. But we do have one track that we're going to listen to right now. And again, for folks just tuning in, we're listening to Yen, Y-E-N, local hip-hop artist. So I say local not to Portland, but to Salem. Of course, that's kind of right next door, right?
And on top soon.
Yeah, Bravo 3. Yeah, so you want to just talk about this tune just real quick at all? Say anything about it?
Yeah, I got this track, Wasted. It's kind of more just a fun kind of party track. I made it for, like, you know, the homies and people who like to, you know, just unwind after maybe a long week or whatever day you mm-hmm. might be having. It's just called Wasted. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. Just people want to just get loose, get wasted for the night.
Right. Well, it's good timing right now. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are just getting off work. So, all right, check it out.
Beats.
Yeah.
We get hella wasted tonight. Pour one up if you're living your life. Light it up, yeah, get your mind right. We get hella wasted tonight. Pour one up if you're living your life. Light it up, yeah, get your mind right.
Right.
We get hella wasted, hella faded. Mind been made up. Gotta get this paper. Young, I ain't gonna play up. I done made it on my own, had to get to this money. You know that I'm grown, I'm smoking, I'm strong, and it got me in my zone. If they wiggin' want a problem, I'ma let them know what I'm on. 4-5 to your dome, like, I've been doing this, I don't give a fuck. I've been getting to this money quick, fast money ain't shit, but I maintain it, so I make it kinda gang quick. How the fuck you know? how to hustle, but you don't know how to stack a dough. Gotta watch your back, because a lot of friends turn to foes, and that's a fact. I ain't tripping on the end of the act. I like they hard, but really these niggas be so whack. With your crew acting like you all that, nigga, you ish. You don't trip off for the meat, you know you gon' be regretting this shit. You end up in this bitch shit, and I be bossing. I take up the shit, and I ain't gotta do no talking. She looking at me, yeah, she always watching. You end up in this shit, getting money, no other option, though. Watching though, snakes in the grass gotta keep me cut low. We off cutthroat, man. I'm steady on a mission. I was whipping in the kitchen, yeah, my dinner gotta get it, man. We got no other option. Both out of talking, I'll be taking joints and shots to the face often, just to ease the pain. Take a shot if you wanna ease your brain. Hey. We get hella wasted tonight. Pouring up if you're living your life. Light it up, yeah, cause your mind right. We get hella wasted tonight. Pouring up if you're living your life. Light it up, yeah, get your mind right. Light it up, yeah, get your mind right. We can't hella wasted tonight. Pour one up if you're living your life. Light it up, yeah, get your mind right. We can't hella wasted tonight. Pour one up if you're living your life. Light it up, yeah, get your mind right.
Hey, for folks just tuning in, you're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. We're here with a guest hip-hop artist named Yen, Y-E-N, visiting us from the Salem area, and that was a great track, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I heard some other stuff, some other tracks that you have. That was, again, that was the cool chill-out tune for folks, you know, getting off work tonight, you know.
Yep.
And but some of the other lyrics are, you know, even much more serious, talking about your life and your life experience. So, you know, as we talk about what some of those tracks are, can you kind of give the story kind of behind that and kind of your background? Like, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up out here in Salem, and I kind of moved around a lot of my life. I lived in Texas, Cali, you know, Montana, Arizona, a little bit passed through there. Just kind of been everywhere, so I've seen a lot, and you know, I've experienced a lot as a kid growing up, and it's kind of just, I don't know, it's made me I guess wising up at a young age.
Okay, can you say more about that? How has that changed your perspective?
Perspective on what?
Oh, just I mean, well, I guess a couple things. I mean, life would just be one of them in general, right? But you know, Prison Pipeline here, we kind of talk about what are the root causes of, you know, quote unquote,
I mean,
crime,
like,
and how do people get caught up into things? And
yeah,
this is
growing up,
that,
I mean, I didn't always have, you know, the easiest life. Like my father, he was incarcerated most of my childhood in prison. So I mean, with seeing that, I mean, I kind of had to adapt to a lifestyle of, you know, crime and stuff. And I mean, it kind of, in a way, just wisened me up and made me, you know, see things from not the average kid's point of view, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think you know, life would be different, I guess. What do you think would be any of the reasons or factors that would have changed, you know, that kind of that experience? So in other words, you know, being in a community or a family where people are incarcerated and things like that. And so again, we have this model, right? Everybody's just kind of locked up in a box in a cage. You know, how do you see that different from, I mean, from this experience, and what are the kind of things you think would have altered that, I guess, you know, if it was a
For one, if I, you know, grew up in a better area, probably just, you know, didn't have that, you know, that issue of having my father incarcerated, and you know, that would definitely have changed things. For one, you know, my outlook on life. But I mean, in the end, just, you know, dealing with that growing up, it just made me wiser, smarter, and a lot, you know, stronger as a person overall.
So what was that experience like with him being incarcerated? Now, you said you lived in a lot of different places, so were you living in the area that was near where you could, you know, visit him and things like that? Or
yeah, I had to go visit him at a lot of the different, you know, state prisons out here, and I mean,
that's in Oregon, or
yeah, out here in Oregon. And I mean, that was kind of a struggle for me, and you know, not only me, my mom, you know, the rest of my family. So I mean, that lasted for a little bit, and then I kind of just, you know, stopped doing that and just started, you know, focusing on myself. And I mean, as I got older, I just, you know, started to realize I didn't want to go down that route. although I had my little stumbles here and there, my mistakes I made that got me, you know, locked up. But overall, you know, I learned my lesson, and I started seeing my friends get put up for long times, you know, and it really just made me, you know, want to focus more on this music overall.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what I've been doing since.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because people on the outside, especially those folks in the community who, like, they don't have that experience, you know, being incarcerated or being a friend and family member of an incarcerated person, probably take their friends in it. Well, not say take their friends for granted, however, but the communication with their friends for granted. So in other words, you know, everybody's on social media all the time. For you know sure. what everybody's doing. You can hit up anybody at any time. It's no problem. But then when somebody's locked up, it's a whole different ball of wax. And it is. Yeah, can you talk about what that's like? I mean, again, you know, being, I mean,
there's a lot of
your father, your friends, you know, and
you feel stuck, you know, overall. I mean, whether it's you or the family member or the friend, you just feel like there's a barrier, there's a wall, lack of communication, you know, you just, whether it's you or your friends or your family, like I said, you know, you're just kind of stuck. You have no connection to the outside world. You just feel like you're just lost in your own mind at sometimes. But I mean, overall, you know, you get slight visitations here and there. You can write, but I mean, you start to realize who's really there for you after a while. And I'm sure, I mean, that's what my father's experienced, my friends who are locked up right now, they're realizing all that, all those people that were so-called homies in the streets are really nobodies. Like, they're not going to be there for you when you're serving that hard time.
Right.
And I mean, that's kind of the gist of it when you're locked.
So you kind of see who really is going to stand by you and support you as you move forward at all, right?
Yep.
Can you talk about that correspondence though? Because you mentioned visiting your dad a little bit and stuff like that. Can you talk about kind of what that's like? And then today, how do you keep in touch with, whether it's him if he's still incarcerated, or how you get in touch with your friends? Well, I guess not get in touch, but I mean, you know, what are the methods of communication? How does that even work?
I mean, nowadays, you know, well, back in the day when my father was locked up, I would, you know, have to go visit him, and it was just a long process, just having to wear the right clothes, all that. And I mean, it was a short, limited time, and it just felt really just kind of awkward at times. But I mean, nowadays, you know, my friends that are locked up, we stay communicated sometimes through writing letters. I'll write my friend a letter and he'll write me back. But I mean, for the most part, I kind of just stick to myself. I don't really try to reach out to people. I mean, unless, you know, it's someone out here, I don't really see the need to. It's kind of messed up. But I mean, I feel like sometimes they need to just let that time serve them, you know, and kind of just reflect on everything, on themselves.
Yeah. So you kind of give a shout out to some folks who in your company, your friends, in one of your tunes, and that's
one way I definitely try to communicate with them, you know, is through my music nowadays. So I mean, when they do get out, they realize, you know, I wasn't just leaving them out in the dust, you know, I was still thinking about them and, you know, trying to keep them in memory.
Yeah.
And so like that song Memories, I mentioned Free Marty, Free George, Free Louie, thinking about you every day. When you get out, I'm gonna show you a better way, pretty much, you know. So like, that's pretty much like how I try to keep them in memory and let them know that, you know, they're still in my thoughts.
Right.
Like, still my friends.
You're holding space for them. I think you even talk about kind of putting them on as far as like, you know, when they're out. So I'm assuming if you say putting them on, right, then they're also artists too, some of them.
They rap. Oh, okay. My friend Marty, he was, I believe, 16 when he got put up, and he's doing 7 years right now, but he could flow. He could really flow really good for a young kid, man. He had that talent. And my friend Louie as well, Luis Guevara, he's also from Salem. They're both from Salem.
Oh, okay.
But he was really doing big things. And I mean, he's got crazy flow, almost like that J. Cole style.
Right. Cool.
But definitely when he gets out, I'm going to put him on, both of them, and just, you know, try to get them out here with this music scene, because I know they'll do big things.
Well, we got some folks inside listening to Prison Pipeline, so wouldn't be surprised if maybe
that would be
they
awesome.
Catch wind of it. Or
I hope they are.
Who knows? Maybe they're listening right now. We don't
that
really know,
sick,
but
man.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out. But that tune Memories also has some other stuff that you're talking about as personal experience. Can you talk about the kind of story behind that too?
Yeah, I mean, the story behind it is mainly just back when I was in my mom's house, you know. And I was just, you know, doing wrong, you know, I'm not going to say what I was doing, but I was doing wrong, you know, had the cops watching, and pretty much she knew I was doing wrong, but, you know, I had to make a way for myself at the time, and that was just the memory behind it, you know. It's posted, you know, in my mom's place.
Yeah, so is that what it led to you being in a correctional facility yourself?
No, that did not.
Oh, okay.
That was another whole different situation.
Another
that
circumstance,
got me. Yeah.
Right, okay.
But luckily,
yeah.
You know.
Well, so, and we'll mention it again before we close too, but where can people find your stuff?
You can find my music on SoundCloud at YEN_503, or if you want to look up me on Spotify, it's just YEN, that song Wasted.
Okay.
That was just playing, and it's the explicit version, but it's on there.
All right, yeah. not good for radio, but for anybody tuning in, this is Prison Pipeline. We're here with Yen, YEN, local artist from Salem area, hip-hop artist. And again, we're talking about this theme of hip-hop for social change and kind of what that means. So do you want to share a little bit more of your art with us here in the studio?
Sure, yeah, man. I can freestyle a little something.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
You just put this beat on real quick.
All right. So we are going to freestyle. Not me, but Yen is going to freestyle. I don't really have any skills. I'm usually good at talking about the issues, I guess. But, you know, that's where you guys come in. That's where I get inspired, I guess.
Sure. All right, man.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Let's do it. Yeah. This is just off the mind too, man. So let's give it what I got. Hey. Hey. Hard times hustling, I was on that block. I was trying to get it real hot. Get that guap, you know I never stop. When I'm reaching for the top, I can never take a break. Man, I'm tired of these fakes, can't relate. I'm trying to get to that bank. Shout out to my homies locked like a safe. Man, they need to get up in this place where we get that money and we really don't play. See, this is for the 503, that's what I rep. Put that on my back, yeah, no disrespect to them other towns, but I got the crown. Yeah, I hold it down, never would I slow, no. Hey, yeah, you know I got that flow, bro. Shawty wanna chill, I said let's go, ho. Hey, whoa, gotta slow my roll. I never had to chill with them fakes, though, hey. I get that money like Play-Doh, I play the girls like Halo, but listen, I just lay low because I know I don't want no problems, I'm just trying to get this money, yeah, you know that'll solve them, hey. This is what I do, everybody know I got next, I'm just trying to cash checks. All these people wanna talk and flex, but they really can't impress me. I go hard in the game, yeah, I'm ballin' like Wayne Gretzky, hey. But this is what I do. Yeah, you know I'm on K-Boo.
Right on. Great, thanks, man.
Yup.
Well, in our last few minutes, you know, we've talked about your experience, you know, being a formerly incarcerated person, you know, in youth corrections, having that experience before that with a father who was locked up.
Yeah.
You have friends inside right now.
Yup.
I mean, what are the kind of things that you think about when we talk about the limitations of the system that we have today? We talk about mass incarceration. We have prisons. We have youth correctional facilities. I mean
the limitations. Mm-hmm. I mean, for not just, you know, people being inside, but my people on the outside. You know, the brown and black community, the minorities. There's a lot of limitations, especially if you're in a small city like Salem.
Mm-hmm.
You just constantly feel like you're locked in a mental state of mind almost if you're a brown or black person. Because I mean, the cops don't really give us breaks over there.
Mm-hmm.
You're just kind of always on watch, on guard, because you never know, you know, especially some for the immigrants and stuff right now, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that are illegal, and I mean, they're always on guard and on watch, and it's just because it's just how the system was built for us, I guess, in a way. Right. I mean, we didn't ask for this. It's just how it is.
So what I hear you saying is that it's not just about, you know, the inside, the facilities, the problems there, how that's flawed in itself, but on the outside, it's how people are getting locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you talk more about that and what's going on there? What needs to change?
I mean, I hope for change, but in the end, I mean, it could always be the same way for a long time, you know, unless you know, some big political changes start happening. But what needs to change, in my opinion, is, you know, just all this racial profiling, mm-hmm. you know, being pulled over for no reason, mm-hmm. you know, just everything, you know, being looked at as a threat.
So what I hear you saying is that a big piece of it even is the police harassment and things of that nature.
Big time police harassment, racial profiling. I mean, just pretty much being looked at as this, you know, villain mm-hmm. to society. And I mean, growing up as a mixed race kid, brown, I'm Mexican and black, mm-hmm. I've always had to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Always. And well, I mean...
Well, thanks a lot for sharing, man.
Yeah, really, man.
Appreciate you and coming all the way up from Salem yep. to be here live, you know, and spitting live on the mic and everything.
For sure. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, this has been great.
Absolutely. We'll keep in touch. Again, where can people find your stuff?
You can find me on SoundCloud at YEN_503 and on Spotify at YEN Wasted.
You've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBO Portland.
Oh,
90.7 FM. Yeah.
Also on Instagram at YEN_503.
All right. Find my stuff. You got it. And listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at KBOO.FM/Prison Pipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Want to thank our guest, Yen from Salem. And thanks
to on top soon.
Right on, yeah. And big thanks to our lovely engineer, Daniel Parks, in the booth. Have a great evening. Free them all. We'll see you next week.
Pause for your light.